Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
That's an interesting question. How we continue to remember the Holocaust and make it relevant. And I was having this conversation, in fact, with some family the other day, and we were talking about the fact that my late father and mother would never buy a German vehicle. We would never, in fact, have a German, even a German TV. When TV came out in South Africa, we could never buy a Telefunken. It would have to be a Philips. My father would never drive a German car. And that, to some extent, and certainly for me, became a lot less relevant. I didn't buy German cars, and I haven't bought German cars really out of respect for my parents. Now that they're no longer around, is that something that is helpful to remember the Holocaust, to perpetuate the memory? We're not unaccustomed to these things. You know, there's this concept called Zecher Lechurban, where people have in their beautiful homes, when you walk in, there'll be a piece of brick, or there'll be something that isn't complete as we remember the destruction of the temple. So we do have these signs that we take with us from generation to generation. But as we go along, and as unfortunately we have a diminishing number of Holocaust survivors and people to tell us these stories, so the way in which we educate needs to change. And I have to say that I'm quite perplexed as to how we do that. I haven't landed on it myself, and I do spend some time thinking about how we should continue to do this. Well, somebody who is an expert on this is Mary Klook. She's the director at the Durban Holocaust Center. Mary, good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you, Howard. Thank you very much for inviting me on this important day of Holocaust remembrance. Thank you.
Right. So of course, it's an incredibly important day. And what we wanted to try and understand and discuss with you is how important is, obviously, Holocaust education, how it links to anti-Semitism, and how we continue to make it relevant.
So I think you've absolutely touched on the most important aspect of it. As you know, we have 3 Holocaust and Genocide centers in South Africa, in Cape Town, Johannesburg, and Durban. And why? Why so far away from the scene of a crime? So, you know, so many people in our country have never met a Jewish person. And it hits the point that you're exactly making, the relevance and the education and the understanding of the case study that is the Holocaust is so valuable and so relevant today. The world, sadly, is filled with so much hatred. The opportunity to learn from the warnings of history and in terms of what happened, how it's possible that if racism and prejudice is left to go unchecked, what can actually manifest?
So it's
so the education part of our work, particularly in South Africa, where this case study is an opportunity for us to begin a conversation about our own difficult history, is so important.
Yeah, and I guess that's what you're saying, is it becomes relevant not only to Jews, but as a lesson to the world, as a warning to the world, in terms of what can happen if it goes, as you say, unchecked. So therefore it becomes a much bigger story, not that it wasn't a significant and massive story anyway, but it becomes almost a personalized story. Maybe that's what it is.
It is, and it's a story of humanity. And the capacity that, you know, of humanity, and we have to unpack that for everybody all the time, so that we can understand the capacity we have for evil and for good. But I also thought it was really interesting your introductory remarks about your parents and German cars and how memory and remembrance has evolved. And I wondered if you would mind, I want to just read a very tiny quote from Elie Wiesel that came to mind immediately.
Absolutely, go for
it. Where he quotes, "Let us remember those who suffered and perished then, those who fell with weapons in their hands, and those who died with prayers on their lips, all those who have no tomb. Our hearts remain their cemetery." But this is the point that I want to make. But is there hope? Is there hope in memory? There must be. Without hope, memory would be morbid and sterile. And without memory, hope would be empty of meaning and, above all, empty of gratitude. And I think that goes to the exact point you're making.
Absolutely. It's almost finding a way. Well, first of all, I love that image of the heart, our hearts being
the cemetery.
Being the cemetery. That is a very, very powerful image. And yeah, I mean, that is absolutely right. And to talk about the legacies in not just complete despair, but also hope, because we are here. After all.
Exactly.
The fact that we can even have these genocide centers means that there is something that is continuing. And exactly. All of these are the things that are so important. What's interesting to me is what you were speaking about talks to the memory of the Holocaust almost outside of the community, which is relevant. And of course it's both as well, because as Jews, we're not just singular beings. We live in a country. We're part of everything. But how do we talk to our own children? And I think that's sometimes the challenge that Jewish parents have about perpetuating this memory and this feeling and this notion as to what it was.
You know, I think that for us as Jews, it is particularly poignant, obviously, for all the reasons. But I think, sadly, in 1945, the world said never again.
Mm.
And yet it's again and again and again. And nobody has a franchise on suffering.
Mm-hmm.
And when we, and that's the important thing that I think, and the lesson that so many learners, when they come to our centers, have this epiphany that, in fact, suffering can be perpetuated by anyone on anybody. And for a lot of the young black learners who come to our centers, the fact that the Holocaust was perpetrated by white people, on white people. And those are the lessons. That this is not about, you know, poor Jews.
Yeah.
This is for us, obviously. And Holocaust Remembrance Day is a really important day. But if you think about it, for our community and for each one of us individually, Yom HaShoah has a very special meaning.
So that's
Yom
much more than internal.
Is the Yotzah of so many survivors who have no idea the name, the place of so many of their relatives murdered. So there's always a personal aspect to it, but there's very much a universal aspect.
One of our listeners just sent a message that I think talks to some of the real concern around this. And this particular listener is very anti-vax and anti-regulations. And they write, in a few months, Australia will have concentration camps. Now, I want to find a wall so I can smash my head against it. But I think it's an important message in the sense that we are living in a time where hyperbole and a time where, well, when everything is the Holocaust, well then nothing is Holocaust.
Those are sort of what I would consider Holocaust distortions.
Yes, I wanted to ask you how we deal with things like that.
Well, it's become a real concern globally within the realm of Holocaust education. And, you know, Holocaust denial was what we were deeply concerned with, but distortion has almost become more of a concern for this exact point, that, you know, as soon as somebody looks at you sideways, they're a nasty. And it's really problematic. Deeply hurtful, insensitive at best, and verging on anti-Semitic in some circumstances.
And I guess we've seen that with the Israel apartheid analogy, and so this continues in the same way. If everything is apartheid, then nothing is. And the whole concept of apartheid is actually diluted down to nothingness and actually eradicated in terms of its own horror, because we just label everything apartheid. Now, if we label everything the Holocaust, it's actually the same thing. It's actually a disrespect to
the insensitivity about the images that these perverse and the memory and the disregard for the people who actually lived through something as ghastly and draconian as that. So that's why I'm bringing back to today and the Holocaust Remembrance Day, that is a global day that the UN announced the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz, the 27th of January, 77 years ago, is a day to commemorate the Holocaust, and it will be commemorated in parliaments across the globe, all sorts of really important dignitaries and celebrity figures identify themselves with the commemoration of never forgetting the Holocaust. So it's an important day, but it's more of a diplomatic, for the diplomatic corps, et cetera, rather than necessarily a very personal day for our community, which, as I said, is Yom HaShoah.
Absolutely. Mary Klug, thank you as always, and well done for the work that you do. Just continue to do so.